This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the only session of Sanity I know that's going on right now. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. No, seriously. You need to be part of the conversation. You know, I don't know it all, and it helps when you guys are listening, paying attention. Maybe you've been a part of, right? Maybe you know something more about the topic than I do, and that's great, and that's good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I got a lot of stuff I want to get through tonight, including I asked Dale Bellis to join me earlier to talk about how, you know, with the Dems coming in, where are we going to be with health care? If you live in California, man, I don't know what to tell you. You really want the government running your health care 100%? You really want the government, I mean, especially the state of California, seriously, with the other programs that they run? Look at the VA. How many people are dying in the VA? How many of our vets who deserve great treatment, and they're not getting it? They're not getting their needs taken care of. All right, so earlier I was talking about the California sheriff who vowed to physically, I didn't get through the story, but he vows to physically remove ICE from the jails. When he gets to the point where our law enforcement are fighting each other, they're facing off against each other, does anybody else see that as a problem? An official from the nation's largest sheriff's department vowed this week to physically remove ICE agents from its county jails. Now, the new sheriff, Alex Villanueva, he was in front of a supervisor. It's kind of like being in front of, for those of you who don't know how it works, it's kind of like being in front of the city council. So he was in front of the Board of Supervisors, talking about federal immigration, immigration law, immigration agents. And he vowed to eliminate the presence of the ICE agents from the county jails. But he talked about physically removing them. He also said that he plans to further, now check this out, check the terminologies out. He plans on further limit the crimes that lead to authorities to cooperate with ICE. In other words, what's he going to do? Rewrite the laws? Not enforce certain laws? I'm just asking. I don't understand. How do you limit the crimes? Are you going to put out a notice to the criminals and say, please don't commit, or if you commit crimes in these areas, I have to notify ICE, but if you don't, you know, go ahead and commit other crimes and we don't have to involve ICE at all. But how's he going to lay this out? I'm thoroughly confused by this, as you can tell. Now, Villanueva, who won election in November, is making good on his promise. Now, here's the thing. How do you run around, well, in a city like Los Angeles? Never mind, I think I answered my own question. How would you run around in a city like Los Angeles, though, who has high crime rates? You know, when it comes to homelessness, it's pretty much out of control. Look at what's going on in the streets. And talk about you're not going to enforce certain laws. I mean, unless he lied to everybody. Sheriff's Commander Elier Morayon said the department will continue transferring inmates who commit more serious crimes to immigration authorities. But he said that those transfers will only take place after they see a warrant that's been issued by a judge. So we're just going to have to get a judge just for this, or a couple of judges. But they haven't decided where they're going to, the logistics on how those transfers will take place. And then they may stop publishing the release dates of inmates. Especially the ones that are wanted by federal agents. Why aren't they arresting them? See, this is where if Sessions had a spine, if the Department of Justice really wanted to do its job, when you have elected officials that are not doing it, they just need to be arrested. It's really that simple. In a city the size of Los Angeles, they transferred 1,200 inmates in 2017. 1,200. Which means there were a lot that weren't transferred, I'm sure. Now I'm sure this guy will get some kind of humanitarian award, you know, for not picking on these illegals, on the people here illegally. Because, you know, they don't commit crimes. They're just here trying to work. They won't even talk about how many times someone has been deported and whether that gives them the right to be harder on that person. And many cops in the state are upset about the whole sanctuary city laws and that kind of sanctuary state laws. California, another California sheriff whose officers were led on a wild chase by a twice deported illegal immigrant killer says cops are very frustrated with the sanctuary state laws because it prevents them from working with immigration and customs enforcement. You get these guys who have been deported 5, 6, 7 times. Sheriff's departments, police departments pick them up and then let them go, you know, after whatever process takes place. If I should trip over them and find them, they deport them. Then they come back. They go back to the same areas they were deported before they were deported. The comments from the Tulare County Sheriff Mike Baudreau come following the death of Gustavo Garcia, a 36-year-old who police say embarked on a reign of terror, robbing a convenience store, shooting and killing a person, firing at buildings before crashing a truck that he had stolen. This went on all day. We'll talk more about this inside the break. Very irritating, very frustrating. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live and all that. But you can also, there's a store there. You can order shirts, cups, whatever from. You can order the book. There's all kinds of things happening. I want to get back to this story because I think it's a big deal. I really do. I mean, when you talk about what's going on in California, this wonderful, beautiful state, at one time I always heard about how great it was. I think I've been here, God, too long.
Yep.
It'll be like 40 years coming up soon.
I don't know.
Something like that. Anyway. So, all the beauty that you see, the beaches, you see the people, you see the opportunities here. And the rest of this stuff we never really paid attention to before. But now you hear it and see it, and you see what's going on, you go, my God, I can't believe we're allowing this to happen. You've got a newly elected sheriff of one of the biggest counties, in one of the biggest departments in the country. And his attitude is, we won't allow ICE in our facilities anymore. We won't help enforce immigration law. And then you get a bunch of other sheriffs in smaller towns that are screaming, wait a minute, this sanctuary state / sanctuary city laws are killing us and killing people. This was the case in Gustavo Garcia, a 36-year-old, who police say he went on a reign of terror. He robbed a convenience store, he started shooting the place up, he killed a person, he was firing at buildings while he was driving down the street. And then he crashed his truck, crashed a truck that he had stolen. This went on all day, on a Sunday in Fresno. Five people were injured. One was critical. And he was involved in an additional murder there. And during the chase on Monday, that ended in a crash that left Garcia dead, he drove the wrong way at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour. He hit four other cars. Police said it looked like he was doing it on purpose. He said, we're frustrated with the fact that the laws are set up currently that law enforcement hands are tied. The sheriff said that noting in the years past, Garcia, who has been in police custody shortly before the rampage, would have been handed over to ICE, but he couldn't. The new laws, the new rules in California don't allow that to happen. I told you, there was an order in Los Angeles from Los Angeles City Police Department, I think it was Order 41 or Order 40, which kind of gave preferential treatment to illegals. Right? You really couldn't ask them if they were here legally or not legally. If they couldn't speak English, if they couldn't produce a driver's license or insurance, most of them were let go. They wouldn't impound the cars. They wouldn't allow them to drive them away. But they wouldn't impound the cars because it was too tough on the immigrant. That's what they said, not me. Yeah, it was too tough on the person here illegally. I get it. The immigration agency says it placed a detainer on Garcia last week after he was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of being under the influence of a controlled substance. Now, Bordeaux said that he had no choice but to let Garcia go since state law prohibits him from honoring a request unless ICE obtains an arrest warrant with a signature of a federal judge. You know what I'd be doing? I'm telling you, I would copy the signature of a federal judge. I'd get a stamp. Gustavo Garcia, in times past, would have been turned over to ICE officials, even though it was a misdemeanor charge. They placed a detainer on him. The detainer can no longer be recognized in this state. That's how we did it in the past, and that's how we've always done it. And now that tool's been taken away from law enforcement. I mean, it almost seems like people on the far left are doing everything they can to protect an illegal alien and nothing to protect law-abiding Americans, U.S. citizens. It seems like that's what's against the law. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. Until we decide to start screaming about it, it's not going to stop anytime soon. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody asked me earlier, are we going to do anything about the DHS hearings that took place today? You know, the one thing I will say to you, a gift that keeps on giving, has been giving for years, is Congressman Gutierrez. A very mean guy. I mean, look at it, almost like he hates anything American. Really. Listen to his speeches. His ongoing, long-winded speeches are always about how bad Republicans are, how bad people that want to enforce the law are. Let me see if I can pull this up. You know, today, again, he tore into Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen at a congressional hearing. He's upset over her department's enforcement of immigration laws. You heard me. Right? He said that he invoked the upcoming Christmas holiday in accusing her of lying about the administration policies. Gutierrez, who's the party Congress, thank you, Jesus, used the entirety of his time, you know, at the hearing, instead of dealing with what was going on at the hearing, he questioned Nielsen to deliver a scathing critique on her leadership. He also talked about Trump administration's stance on immigration in general. No, it's illegal immigration, not immigration. Secretary Nielsen, the majority of this committee must think you're doing a fantastic job because they ordered this hearing so that the secretary could look tough and remorseless just in time for the holidays. He said, if you still have your job, which always seems to be a big question in the next 3 weeks, we'll see if you still have the same sympathetic questions. If you get the same, so what he's saying is the Democrats will take a whole different tack. The Democrats, like I said, they're going to do nothing but investigate and try to impeach. So it's an investigate and impeach 2 years. That's all it's going to be. There's one thing this administration has done better than any other administration has in American history, which is lie, he said. Well, apparently he wasn't paying attention during the Obama administration. Not at all. He pulled out a poster of a tweet that she sent in June, maintaining that the department did not have such a policy in place, referring to her statement as a whopper. Right? The problem is, with all this, the problem is, this has been a policy that's in place for a long time. Obama did it. Geez, Billy Bob Clinton did it. He says, it's repugnant to me and astonishing to me that during Christmas, a time in which we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, a Jesus Christ who had to flee for his life with Mary and Joseph, thank God there wasn't a wall that stopped him from... These guys, if they would just study the Bible, maybe they have a clue, because this shows he has absolutely no clue of the birth of Christ, and that's too bad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about your health care and what your options are. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours, end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. and now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that had turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, we listened about the Affordable Care Act, or what I love to refer to as the Unaffordable Care Act. And, you know, last year, 2018, or for the year of 2018, people signed up where it was way down. It was way down. Which shows you that people, first of all, they don't want it. It doesn't work for them. Only 11.8 million people signed up in 2018. And I remember what a big, you know, everybody was touting what a great deal it was. And I remember what a slow start it got in the beginning. And there were, if I remember my numbers correctly, there were 6 to 8 million people that they were touting that signed up for this new health care, when in reality was their businesses could no longer offer health care because they didn't match the plans of ACA. And that's how they had to do it. So they ended up having just under 12 million people sign up in 2018. Right now, it's down almost 13% from last year in signups. People who don't want it. So I asked Del Bellis to come on because there are other alternatives. Okay, we're back with one of my favorite people to have on with us. And always, the conversation is always enlightening because when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to taking care of yourself and knowing what to do, it's so tough. It's one of those areas where, like, you know you need help, but you don't know exactly what you need. And it's always problematic. And don't call the insurance company because they're going to tell you, whatever they tell you to do, it's going to be whatever doesn't cost them any money. It's really how it boils down to. Anyway, Del Bellis, spokesman for Liberty HealthShare on the line. With me, Dale. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you so much, Joe, for the invitation. Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, I thought I was going to have to take medication to go over all this stuff, you know, but I wouldn't have known which one to take. The Affordable or the Unaffordable Care Act, as I lovingly call it, ended the open enrollment for them ended on Saturday. Looks like they didn't get the sign-ups they thought they were going to get, or the enrollment that they thought they were going to get. But a big part of that, you know, some people try to blame President Trump for that, but the reality is, the premiums are out of control. Some premiums have tripled since it first started. It just doesn't work for some people, does it?
Without a doubt, the upward pressure on premiums has just been dramatic. And frankly, my belief is that the conversation has been unfortunately clouded with discussion about health insurance premiums,
mm-hmm.
what we really should be addressing is the cost of medical care. So confounding medical care with health insurance premiums really misses the objective. It's about what are the costs of medical care and et cetera. How do we meet those costs? And we've been told possibly for generations that the only way to do that is through health insurance, but healthcare sharing and Liberty Health Share is here to say, no, there is an alternative means, and it's not about paying premiums. In our case, it's about paying each other's medical costs.
Yeah.
And so we're sharing in the actual expense of medical care and minimizing all of the overhead in the middleman.
Well, no, I love it. You know, what comes to mind is, oh, we've always done it that way. You know, when it comes down to how you do, well, whether it's car insurance, medical insurance, any of that kind of stuff, you watched your parents do it as a child. You know, you heard about them paying their bills, and we think this is the only way. And it's really tough to get your mind to work differently. Not only can you, with Liberty Health Share, I mean, we love the terms, you know, liberty and freedom to choose, and you really can do that under Liberty Health Share. You can really sit with your doctor for a longer period of time and work out with him or her what it is that you want to do to take care of yourself, can't you?
Well, we meet health care costs together at half the cost of conventional health care because, I would submit to you, Joe, we pay each other's bills. So we're invested in those costs. It's our money at stake. So when, as you say, we're sitting with our doctor making choices and decisions about the care of our health, we're focused on what's the most cost-effective means to achieve this. How do I eliminate unnecessary care? I ask questions about the expense because it's my money at stake, and man, does that change the whole paradigm, and it changes the mentality of healthcare consumption.
Well, you got, and I'll paint the picture of the cold committee. You know, you got a cold committee doesn't know you from Adam, and they're the ones that have made decisions on what you're going to be able to do with your body, the kind of treatments you're going to get. I don't think under, and I shouldn't say I don't think, I know that under regular insurance, if you would, the traditional insurance, you don't have a lot of the options you would have under Liberty Health Share and sitting with your doctor and coming up with a plan. I mean, you are truly, under Liberty Health Share, you're truly part of your of taking care of yourself, right? Of your your health care.
Well, there's a mentality in health insurance that we don't buy into, and that is it's the managed care mentality that somehow when I send my money away to an insurance company, it then becomes their money, and they begin to make decisions about how they disperse it and what care I'm allowed. We are uninsured individuals. We've dropped out of the health insurance arena and instead are in charge of the care of our own health. So we're making those choices and decisions at the counter, and then we just simply select on the basis of our values and beliefs to voluntarily share those costs with each other in community so that my money every month is going to another person who has sought out and received medical care and done so on a much more price advisable basis.
Yeah, it's funny because you're talking about that, and I'm thinking about I had four children, still have four children. Now I have grandchildren. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm doing here. But you have all these family members, and you just think about when they were growing up and some of the decisions you had to make and what the doctor would tell you, well, the insurance company won't pay for this, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, what am I paying these crazy premiums every month for to be dictated back to? You know, what I'm going to get or not going to get, or that 700-page document, almost like a Facebook document, is what you have a right to and don't have a right to. And what I want to express, because a lot of people, you know, they'll write to me during the week and after our interviews about certain terminologies we use. You know, when you say self-pay, we're not talking about you paying premiums that go into the cloud and you never have control of again and you're just cutting checks. No, this is self-pay simply means self-directed, correct?
But precisely, it means we're not insured. It means we're responsible for the care, and the costs. We just simply choose to share those costs in community with each other. That's what gives us maximum control. That is, we don't have a contract with an insurance company looking over our shoulders with intermediaries making decisions. We're in charge. And so that's what gives us the maximum freedom, choice, and opportunity in seeking out health care.
You know, Dale, it's truly, and I don't want to sound corny, but it is truly a family kind of environment. I mean, you are, unlike the insurance institutions, you are allowed to contact certain people, certain members, and you know, wish them well and tell them you're praying for them, and maybe even share a testimony that you've come out of a certain situation. Can you not?
It really arises out of what we call our shared beliefs. That God has placed us here on earth to help another person whenever they have a need. Take that simple principle and translate it into healthcare. Then that means I join in community with others to help meet those costs. We turn that principle into a solution for healthcare. If you're the kind of person who walks by and drops money into the Salvation Army bucket, this may be for you. If you're the kind of person that goes and pays it forward and pays off balances, did you hear about the guy that goes into Walmart and pays off hundreds of people's layaway accounts?
Oh yeah,
that's my kind of guy. That's the mentality of healthcare sharing, where we're engaged with each other, we're sharing in each other's costs, and we're doing so on the basis of our shared beliefs that God's placed us here on earth to help others. Let's turn that into a solution for healthcare costs.
Agreed. Amen. I mean, that could be a Sunday sermon. Look, we got to go for a quick break when we come back. I want to hit some of the other stuff that people need to understand. This is a different mindset, a different way of thinking. Don't just look at this. You know, it's when it comes to Dale Bellis, the thing I love about the guy, like David Fisher, who is doing well, thanks to your prayers and what have you, Dale Bellis puts things in plain simple English. When it comes to healthcare and understanding healthcare and how it works, you need to have the plain simple English explanation, if you would, for lack of a better way of putting it. Come back, we're going to deal a little bit more with this and what's available to you. And if your healthcare costs are rising and you couldn't be part of the ACA because you couldn't afford it, this may be an option for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk to you in a few.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about the Unaffordable Care Act closed. You can't sign up for it anymore as of last week. They're almost 13% lower than they were last year. But here's some alternatives for you. We are back with my buddy Dale Bella, spokesman for Liberty Health Share. Always a pleasure to have him with me, Dale. And again, as I said in the last segment, you know, this is a different mindset. You know, when I talk to people about this on a regular basis, like, they're not an insurance company. I don't know who watches over them. And, I tell my buddy Dale, he puts all the money in his pocket and then he doesn't pay for anything. You've got as much oversight as any quote unquote traditional insurance company, do you not?
We're a qualified charity, and so we have to follow all the rules for how charities operate. We publish a audited financial statement every year, et cetera. So we have to follow those rules. Secondly, all the states across the United States, within their own jurisdictions, are the ones who regulate health insurance. And so as not to be regulated as a health insurer, many of those states, 31 of them to be exact, have passed regulations regarding what is and how does a healthcare sharing ministry operate in their state. So we have that regulatory oversight. And then third, all the state attorneys general carefully monitor what nonprofits say and that they follow up and fulfill their promises. And so we answer to those kinds of regulatory bodies. So we feel well regulated.
Yes. So we need more government intervention, right?
Right.
So let me ask you in the world of pharmaceuticals, because you know that's a big deal right now. Well, not right, it's always been a big deal, but you know it kind of comes and goes when you hear about what's going on there. Is there the ability? I mean, can you shop pharmaceuticals, shop that kind of thing under Liberty HealthShare?
Oh, we give guidance and advice and educational materials to our members frequently about shopping for prescription drugs. It's astonishing. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. When you shop for those very same pharmaceuticals, two pharmacies separated by only a few miles have vastly different pricing on the same drug. And so you just have to shop it and find the most advisable price, number one. And the second side of that is we share in and help pay members' pharmacy costs associated with doctor stays or doctor visits and hospital stays. If it's a maintenance med, we've chosen to pay that out of our own pockets. Our concept here being, Joe, we're not here to pay every conceivable health care cost that might arise. We want to take care of the small stuff and pay for that out of our own pockets. We want to be here for the things that are unexpected and unaffordable. And so our guidelines take that into account. For instance, I'm a diabetic, and I take a monthly prescription to control my blood sugar. I pay for that out of my pocket. It's $24. I seek out the most cost-effective source for that particular prescription. And all of our members are motivated to do the same.
Well, let me tell you what. You say we don't pay for every little... I mean, the insurance companies don't pay for every little cost that arrives. You spend more time on the phone, you know, fighting for money from them or fighting for them to pay or trying to find out why they didn't pay something that they said they were going to pay. It's a whole, you know, and I don't think people kind of take that into consideration sometimes. And then as far as the medication goes, I could tell you half a dozen times when I've spoken with a doctor and he said, look, I'd like to prescribe this, but they'll only let me prescribe this. And right there, that should send bells and whistles off in your head to where you're not working with the doctor for your best outcome. He's working with the insurance company for the cheapest outcome. And you got to people, you got to get that in your mind. You've got to understand
that too frequently intrudes. You're exactly right, and that's one of the freeing elements of being a part of Liberty HealthShare. Is because as a member of a healthcare sharing ministry, I'm in charge of those decisions, so I can interact with a doctor.
Right.
And when the doctor says, "Well, your insurance may not cover it, doc." I'm not insured. You and I can make that decision together.
Bingo.
And I see the look of shock, surprise, and then hope in the eyes of the doc.
Yeah. No, I have spoken with some of the doctors that I know that deal with Liberty Health shit. They love it. They love the fact that they can actually work with their patient and they're not working with it. It doesn't go doctor, insurance company, patient, or it goes, you know, doctor, patient. And there's no insurance company involved, so it's great.
I'm proud to say we have helped reestablish that doctor-patient relationship because it's about medical care, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I know,
it's
right?
Not about the cost of insurance premiums. Those discussions have gotten far too conflated and confused. It's really about how do I access care and then how do I pay for it? And we share in those actions. actual costs of medical care, which tends to be far below the expense related to health insurance.
Yeah, now you said that word that sends everybody's, you know, ears up. This is a religious organization, isn't it? You have to be a Christian to be part of this, don't you? I mean, when you say it's a ministry, people get all wigged out, but it is not, this is not a parachurch organization, is it?
Well, let me just use an example. It's an awesome question. The Salvation Army is a long-established, respected religious ministry. And yet they raise funds across America to help people. And they have their fundamental principles on which they operate. We do the same. We're a faith-based religious ministry organization, but we don't limit participation based upon a prescribed doctrinal statement or what church you attend or intrude on a particular faith requirement. We just simply say, here's our values, here's our set of beliefs, and it's available for any who wish to come and join us on the basis of these commonly held values. And we've just seen people's participation explode across America.
Yes, again, people hear buzzwords and they have this mindset that they need to change, about what those buzzwords mean and the people behind those means. You know, when it comes to ministry, it should be in the Christian world especially that the ministry simply means you're out there helping other people, not just helping Christians.
Let me jump in and say, Joe. Far too long, we have allowed the values discussion about health care go by the wayside. There can be nothing more personal nor more private nor that impacts my individual values than the care of my body. And so in America, the cases like Little Sisters of the Poor and Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood and other cases have gone all the way to the Supreme Court so as to not intrude on conscience rights and practice of religious beliefs that is regarded as sacrosanct in our society and has been from the very founding of our nation. Gratefully, as a society, we accommodate religious beliefs and values. And so we raise our heads in pride and stand square-shouldered against those who would say health care should have no place in the values discussion. I deeply disagree because abortion and abortifacients, contraceptives, sex change operations, assisted suicide, all of those are topics that relate very much to my ethical value beliefs, and we got to have that discussion.
We do. And again, when you euthanasia, so to speak, you know, assisted suicide, as you say, that I am fear that we're going to see that coming to this country and not in the far-off future. So,
three states have already verified the assisted suicide statutes. Oh. And so it gaining foothold, and we've just got to seriously regard and consider whether or not people of faith and values across the spectrum, whether we will accommodate the use of our money for those things that would go against our most closely held beliefs. And I'm just here to say at Liberty HealthShare, we've concluded we're not going to do that.
Well, listen, always, Dale, always a pleasure to have you with me. How do people find out more about Liberty HealthShare?
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org, the best place to go. It's our website. Just on the homepage, you can ask for a free information packet. We call it a decision guide. It gets delivered electronically to your email. So just give your name and email address. It'll get sent instantly, just chock full of explanation and information about Liberty HealthShare and healthcare sharing. Or if you're like me, Joe, I like to just talk it through. Call the toll-free number. Folks in our contact center love to chat with people, and it's an easy number to remember, 855-58, and then spell out the word Liberty, 855-58. Liberty will get you through to the contact center, talk to one of our advisors there, or peruse the pages of the website. But
you got to peruse the pages of the website, get more information that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Listen, We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.